This is Bird Note. Poet Susan Wynn didn't think about birds much until 2020, when the COVID pandemic began.
I was home all the time, as many of us were, and my neighbor gave me their extra hummingbird feeder, and we kind of had a competition just to see, like, oh, which one are they going to go to?
Susan took to naming some of her regulars, like Clementine and Jelly Belly. And watching these birds brought a kind of peace.
It was a little bit of magic happening every day outside my window during a time I think that was pretty difficult.
Seeing these hummingbirds and learning about the many ways these tiny marvels defy our expectations wound up inspiring a poem.
In praise of a hummingbird's tongue. So long it coils around their small skulls, a forked miracle that traps nectar, collects it in the beak and forces it to the back of the throat. That's where the hum begins, flicks in and out and again. Something about surface tension, how a dead hummingbird's tongue and nectar will drink repeatedly. A flock of live hummingbirds is a bouquet of white bellies, humming. Something about how hard it is to stay still, be an absence of sound. I name each bird as they float at my feeder, a glittering of green, the way they fan their tail feathers, the way they dive bomb each other through the notes of their bodies hum. So small a marvel. But back to the tongue, back of the throat, anything but the absence of miracle.
Hear more of Susan's poetry on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.